coming up on episode number 460. It's an All Request Monday night, and you're going to hear Night Ranger take on Peter Frampton and the Beatles, as well as The Love Song from Matlock. All this, Tina, and Trivia 2 coming up right now on Coverville.
Just getting rougher, cover me. Come on, baby, cover me. Well, I'm looking for a lover who would come on in and cover me.
Greetings from Coverville for a Monday night. It's May 12th, 2008. My name is Brian Ibbett, and welcome to another All Request edition of Coverville. Well, almost All Request edition. Tonight you're going to hear on the show everything that, just about everything that people have wanted to hear on the show. No, that completely didn't come out right. Tonight, just about everything on the show is something that somebody's requested to hear on the show. My phone is buzzing in my pocket, so it's throwing me off. People have emailed, they've called in, they've posted message on the forums, things like that, and told me the songs that they want to hear, and so tonight I'm going to be presenting those songs. Now, I mentioned that this was an almost all request. The first song tonight was not requested, but it is a song that I wanted to get out there today because the album that it comes from, the EP that it comes from, actually came out, does it come out this week? No, it came out last week. And didn't get a chance to put it in last Sunday's show, and I want to make sure that I did get into this week because it's a great cover. It's on a brand new album by a group called Lipstick, and the EP is called There Is Only One Thing. It's one of my favorite Tom Petty songs. It's a track called You're So Bad, a song that you don't hear very much covered, performed again here by Lipstick.
My sister got lucky, married an Aussie, and took him for all that he was worth. Now she's a swinger, dating a singer. Well, I can't decide which is worse, but not me. Baby, well, I got you to save me. Oh, you're so bad. The best thing I ever had in a world gone mad. You're so sister's ex-husband can't get no love. He walks around dog-faced and hurt. Now he's got nothing, heads in the oven. Well, I can't decide which is worse, but not me. Baby, well, I've got you to save me. Oh, you're so bad. The best thing I ever had in a world gone bad. You're so best thing I ever had in a world gone. You're so bad. So bad. So bad.
Hi, Brian. Your show rocks. This is Adam calling from Portland, Oregon. And I have a request that I think that everybody would like to hear about. I saw these guys in concert a couple weeks ago, Night Ranger. And they have an album that was sort of lost called Feeding Off the Mojo. It actually only featured the drummer and Brad, the guitar player. But on that album was a great version of Do You Feel Like I Do by Peter Frampton. And I think that you'll especially like it, knowing that you've done a lot of Beatles shows, that there's a little treat at the end of it. Consider it sort of a twofer, but I figured the listeners would probably like it. Keep up the great work. You have an awesome show, and I look forward to many more to come. Thanks.
Woke up this morning.
Night Ranger with their cover of Peter Frampton's Do You Feel Like I Do, coupled there with Tomorrow Never Knows by the Beatles. A great double shot there from an 80s band that you just don't hear a lot of covers from. Night Ranger from that album, Feeding Off the Mojo from 1995. Looks like it was a collection of recordings from rehearsals and live performances and things like that. So, very cool. Before that, and that's going out to Adam, who requested that. Before that, you heard You're So Bad by a band named Lipstick, coming out or just came out with a brand new EP called There Is Only One Thing. It's got four kind of sad songs with a great use of cello to kind of bolster that melancholy there. Very, very cool. Lipstick with their cover of Tom Petty's You're So Bad. Tonight's Coverville is sponsored by Audible. Thank you, Audible, for your sponsorship, and thank you, listeners, for being so great about sending in recommendations for audiobooks. As you know, I can't get through an audiobook because of the frequency I do the show and other things that kind of keep me from having all that time. I don't have a commute anymore. I work from home. So you guys have stepped up and have been very, you've been great about contributing. Ken in Israel sent in a recommendation for Snow Crash by Neal Stephenson. This is a book that I've heard of, and I've never actually had the time to sit down and read it. Maybe I can wedge this into my hectic schedule. Ken says, I'll admit this was something of a reread. I read it when it came out in hard copy and decided to listen to it instead of going for the old-fashioned way. I will say, this was much better. To start with, the story is great. It's about hero protagonist, freelance hacker, and greatest sword fighter in the metaverse. He moves between the dystopian LA panorama, where the United States is dissolved into a patchwork of sovereign franchised burbclaves, and the metaverse, a three-dimensional rendition of the worldwide fiber-optic network. Considering the book came out in 1992, it was a stunning foretelling of the direction the internet would take back in the day when the internet was just a bunch of universities connected to each other, before even the advent of the graphic web browser. The tale also bounces between fast-paced action and the fascinating historical discussion that is the hallmark of Neal Stephenson's style. In this case, the history of mankind moving from hunter-gatherer to farmer through the use of biological software and linguistic viruses. The book is filled with thrilling characters, all fleshed out from the 15-year-old thrasher chick, YT, to Raven, the lute harpooner, and Uncle Enzo, the capo de tutti capo, and owner of Uncle Enzo's Novo Italiana franchise, a.k.a. The Mafia. And it's read by Jonathan Davis, who does a fantastic job moving through different accents and speech styles, adding a palpable feel of excitement as needed. Highly recommended for everyone, especially those with interest in computers, language, and Mesopotamian history. Thank you, Ken. If you want to recommend a book, maybe you don't know what it is you want to recommend, or if you want to check out Snow Crash, go to the top of the Coverville website and click on the Audible banner, or go to the link in the show notes. You can go sign up for a free account, try out a book, and if you like it, stick with it and get a book every month to listen to. If not, you can discontinue it at any time, and all the books that you've downloaded are yours to keep. That's audible.com. Check them out through Coverville. Whew, long commercial there. Let's get to the music then. Angela requested this. It's a live cover by Guster, right from their website, of Madonna's Like a Prayer. Angela, this is going out to you. Here's Guster.
Life is a mystery. Everyone must stand alone. I hear you call my name, and it feels like home. When you call my name, it's like a little prayer. Down on my knees, I wanna take you there in the midnight hour. I can feel your power, just like a prayer. It's like an angel sighing. I have no choice.
I hear your voice.
Feels like flying. Close my eyes. Oh God, I think I'm falling out of the sky.
I close my eyes.
Heaven help me when you call my name. It's like a little prayer down on my
control.
Just like a child, now I'm dancing. It's like a dream.
No end and no beginning. You're here with me.
It's like a dream.
Let the choir sing when you call my name. It's like a little prayer down on my knees. I wanna take.
It's a show that comes on TV every single night of the week. Matlock, it is. Matlock comes on at 4 in Auburn. We make sure we get home from school in time to watch it and see what crazy, what's that guy's name? Andy Griffith, that's right, Earth people. This is the love theme to Matlock. This is the love theme to Matlock.
The love theme to Matlock.
In the not too distant future, next Sunday AD, was a financial, not too different from you or me. You worked at this money institute, just another face in a red jumpsuit. Get a cool job cleaning up the place. From the false to the mic, I'm fully shot, I'm into space. That we can't find. Not to sit and watch them all, and a monitor is mine. Now keep in mind, your can't control where the moves get on in. Cause he uses special parts to make his robot friend. Robot roll call, Cambot, Gypsy, Tom Servo, and Crow. If you're wondering how he eats and breathes, rather sorry. Just a PD itself is just a show. You should really just relax. For Mystery Science Theater 3000.
Hey, good morning, Brian. This is Pat from Wisconsin. And not really a request, but more a comment. And again, the thanks for doing all the great work you do. I listened to the episode the other night where your dad was on, and I thought it was nice and fun and interesting. And the a version of Sea Cruise came on, and I'm right now listening to one of those, Mojo and Uncut, how they do the kind of sampler type CDs. It's a really good one, 15 classic punk and ska tracks. And I guess it's got a couple maybe original Bills on it, Dandy Livingstone and Rico doing A Message to You, Rudy. But Rico himself, or their selves, doing Sea Cruise. Now, it's only instrumental, but it's really kind of a fun version and good to listen to. And your episode got me thinking about it. Hey, one other comment, and that is when you had the forum a couple of weeks back, I had trouble with the audio. I think you reposted it, and maybe that helped a lot of us. But why do Americans not really get into covers? You know, why is it more, or why does it seem like perhaps Australia and the UK do more? I've got a theory on that. And my theory is I grew up in the era of, you know, the Shy Lights and others selling records on TV. Maybe some of the K-Tel and others where it wasn't the original singer. And I didn't like that as a kid. They weren't very good. And you know, we wanted to hear the original. So, you know, I'm 44. I grew up listening initially to Three Dog Night, singing Joy to the World, and Michael Jackson doing Rockin' Robin, and Bill Withers doing Lean on Me and things like that when I was very young. But all through the 70s, you know, we wanted to hear the original. So maybe it's some of these covers just weren't that good. They were kind of loungy type bands or bands that just we didn't identify with. And maybe it just never got off the ground in the U.S. Anyway, one theory. Take care. And again, keep up the great work. See you. Bye-bye.
That is Where Is My Mind by Yoav from the 2008 release, brand new release, Charmed and Strange. And of course, it's a cover of the Pixies. That one is going out to Mary in Seattle, who requested that one. Before that, you heard the theme to Mystery Science Theater 3000. Yeah, it wasn't the theme to Matlock or the love theme for Matlock. Mystery Science Theater 3000, love theme by Man or Astroman from a 1997 live album called Live Transmissions from Uranus, or Uranus, if that's how you choose to pronounce that. That's going out to Courtney from Kansas by way of West Virginia, transplanted a couple years back in Boston. That's where she says where she's from. And then we started the set off with Guster and their cover of Madonna's Like a Prayer, and that you can find right on their website as a free download. I'll put a link in the show notes, of course, and that is going out to Angela. Well, Tina is here for a rare mid-show musically challenged appearance. How are you, Tina?
I am okay.
You sure?
I'm so stressed. I'm like having a freak out today anyway.
I noticed you totally are. And I'm hoping that this kind of takes your mind off of things and maybe gives you a chance to get away from the stresses of the world for a while.
Oh, I know. I've not been sleeping well.
No, you haven't. See, this is kind of like Cheers. It's, you know, you're going to a place where everybody knows your name.
That is true. That is true.
Someone described you in a voicemail, and I haven't played it yet because I haven't gotten the request for it, but it's they described you as the sultry Tina.
Sultry.
Yes.
Right now, that's really funny because I'm freaking out.
You're not feeling very sultry right now, are you?
No, I feel like Kathy, you know, in that cartoon, Kathy, like with her hair freaked out and just spazzing.
Yeah, you don't have the drops of sweat that are coming out of you at such a high velocity that they project from the outsides of your head like Kathy does.
I know. Yes. So Tuesday, everybody be thinking about me. I need some good energy.
Yes. That's tomorrow.
Yeah, that's tomorrow. That's all I will say.
As you're listening to this, we won't go into it, but as you're listening to this, send Tina your good vibes.
Exactly.
All right. Well, Tina, let's take your mind off things with a little bit of Musically Challenged, and this one is just for you.
That's so cool.
Hello, everybody out there in Coverville land, and welcome to a very special edition of Musically Challenged. Good evening, Brian.
Hi, Gary.
The show is going really well so far, don't you?
Yeah.
And Tina, so nice to have you here.
Thanks.
We've got something special just for you.
Yay!
But before we get started, let's go back in time, back to the Coverville show of April 6th.
You've been feeling very left out, not left out, but just overwhelmed. Yes. Mm-hmm. Intimidated by Musically Challenged lately.
It's been just too hard.
Yeah.
Thank you, Harry.
If you want to create one specifically designed to Tina, and I'm not saying make it easy or anything, I'm saying make it specifically designed to Tina, I will totally back off and let her answer all of them. Like, if you want to do one.
You always give me the chance to answer.
I know,
first.
But let's say like an all 80s one, or, something along those lines. I know that's your forte is 80s music, so that'd be the one to do for you.
Deja vu.
Yes.
Well, I certainly couldn't turn down a challenge like that. And
yay.
So, as requested, this special Musically Challenged is called Tina's Trivia, and will feature, as requested, exclusively songs from the 80s. And not just any songs. I picked almost all of these, all but one, from the 1983 and 1984 Billboard Top Hits collection from Rhino. So these are mainstream big old hits. Tina, you're going to just walk away with this. I know you are, but I'm not going to give it to you. You are going to have to work. So Brian, since you can't answer, I'm going to ask you to be as good as your word and back off and let Tina handle this, but you can make yourself useful. What I'd like you to do is to get a piece of paper and a pen or a pencil and to write a numbered list, 1 through 6, down the left-hand side in preparation for the 6 songs that I'm going to ask Tina to identify, because the sequence in which they occur is important. Tina, are you ready? Okay, here's what's going to happen. First of all, we're going to listen to a fairly short sequence of just the instrumental parts of 6 songs from the 80s, and I'm going to want you to identify the name of the song. You can get extra groovy bonus points if you know who performed it, but that's not important. through the big question about what the connection is. If you want to hear the sequence again, just ask Brian to replay it for you. But don't go back a third time, because I have a slightly more informative clue that will follow this one. Okay, you ready?
Okay.
Here we go.
Oh, that's Maniac.
Mm-hmm. Do you remember who did it?
No, I do not, but it was from the Flashdance soundtrack.
Okay.
With Jennifer Beals. Ooh, Owner of a Lonely Heart. Mm-hmm. I forgot who did it. Oh, my God. Okay, stop that. Oh. Okay, start. Go back a bit.
Uh-huh. Went back too far.
That's okay. When I close my eyes and I fall to sleep. Oh, but what is it? Okay, I'll have to skip it. Go.
Okay.
Oh, this is Stay with me.
If you're looking for the first line in that chorus.
Hold me now.
Very good.
Okay.
You remember who did that one, right?
Oh, you know what? Sorry, I'm...
That's all right. Okay.
So my stress level's high. Just...
All right.
Oh. I need that last one again.
You need it again? Okay. I'll give you the whole batch of them again, but I'll...
Oh, okay. I can't think of it right now.
Okay.
Wait, this is Duran Duran.
Uh-huh. It's a song.
There you
go. Wild, not Wild Things. Wild Boys? No,
nope.
Not Wild Boys. Shoot, I can't think of it.
Tell you what, listen to the whole batch again.
I will.
And then you'll get his second clue. Anything?
No, I'm gonna kick myself because I know it's on my like greatest hits of 1996. I swear to you, it is.
It wouldn't be 1996.
No, what?
No, it would be like 1983.
I mean, that's what I mean, like 80. Sorry.
All right, you got this one. This is "Hold Me Now" by the Thompson Twins.
Yes, the Thompson Twins. I could like picture the people in the. Our neighbor would know this one.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, Electric Slide. What's the Electric Avenue?
Yes, very
Thank
good.
Thank you.
There you
go. I can't remember.
Okay.
But I know it's Duran Duran.
Well, you got Maniac, Owner of a Lonely Heart, Hold Me Now, and Electric Avenue.
Okay.
All right.
So you got four?
You got four so far.
How did you do? Did you have to listen again? I probably would have if I were you. You know, it's so frustrating when you're trying to think of the name of the song. You recognize it, but you have to go through all the lyrics. Try and get to the chorus and figure out what it is. So, with that in mind, the next clue is going to be the words of the song leading right up to where the title is said for each one.
That's
so
awesome.
That should get you right up to it in case you missed any of those. And if you've already got them, well, then this is for the listening audience at home. And Brian, don't forget to zip it. You can say, good job, Tina, or, oh, come on, Tina, you know this one. But that's it. Okay, here we go with clue number two.
Like a knife, if the gift becomes a fire, all the while
Wow, if this doesn't give it to give you all of these.
Okay, shh. Talking in your sleep.
There you go.
Thank you.
By, do you remember who?
Oh, no.
The Romantics.
Yes. Okay.
Perhaps I should.
Oh, I just said Nisi. Good job, Tina.
Good job. Thanks. This one, right? Oh, no,
no,
this
you
is
got
the
this one.
It's the last one, yeah.
Yep. How about the performer on this one?
I have no clue. I actually thought this was a 70s song. Rio.
Okay.
Yes.
You know, they're actually playing right now.
I know.
At the Pepsi Center, yeah.
I know.
Not right now, but they will in a couple hours. They'll probably do that song.
Yeah. You know, it's so cool is they had a thing on the radio. Yes, I listened to the radio. Anyway, a contest where somebody could actually win a day to just spend with them, hanging out, and then going behind, and then, like, behind the scenes, and then actually being able to, like, do the you know, some instrument.
Really?
During the concert.
The tambourine, maybe?
So, probably. It would probably be the tambourine.
The maracas.
Right. Or like the cymbal at one point in time.
You get to spend the day with them.
Yeah.
Do you go and get your hair frosted with them?
I have no idea. But you know what? 30-year-old woman wouldn't want to do that.
Hey, I'd love to do that.
I know.
And I'm not even a 30-year-old woman. All right, let's get back to Musically Challenged.
By now, I'm sure you've got a lovely, neatly lettered list that Brian has made for you from 1 to 6 of all the titles of the songs that you just got. And now we need to know, do you see any secret code there?
Here's your list.
See a message.
Oh, he just wrote it down.
Something that has something to do with perhaps what day it is. Oh,
Monday?
Or what day it might have been yesterday.
Sunday, Mother's Day.
I know you do.
But
Mother.
For the folks at home who may not have gotten a big connection or some of the song titles, here is the answer to Tina's trivia in musical form.
M is for Maniac by Michael Cimbello. O is for Owner of a Lonely Heart by Yes. T is for Talking in Your Sleep by The Romantics. H is for Hold Me Now by the Thompson Twins. G is for Electric Avenue by Eddie Grant. R is for Rio by Duran Duran. Put them all together, they spell Mother. And Tina, happy Mother's Day to you.
That is hilarious.
This brings us to the conclusion of our special Tina's Trivia segment of Musically Challenged. My name is Gary from Santa Rosa, and I wish you all a happy Mother's Day. Good night, Brian, and an especially good night to you, Tina. I hope you enjoyed it. See you later. Bye-bye.
Thank you, Gary. That was awesome.
Wow.
I know.
Jeez, I didn't even do that much for you yesterday. compared to that. That's actually why we didn't do a show yesterday. We were just too busy doing Mother's Day stuff. And
yeah.
And, but that was fun.
That was and fun.
You knocked it out of the park. So
yes,
good job.
I did.
Yes. All right. Well, Tina, thank you for joining for the middle segment here of Musically Challenged. We're going to get back to the music here. Now, way back, seems like hours ago in the first part of the show, Tom from Wisconsin called and was he brought up his theory about the round table, about why UK and Australia seem to like covers. I'm going to bring back something else from the round table. Now, one of the things we talked about was the new Scarlett Johansson Tom Waits album, and if we had high hopes for it, if we thought it was going to be great. I've listened to samples of it, and I think it's actually pretty good. We've heard from a couple Tom Waits fans who, who've listened to the samples also, and were not as impressed. But one of the things that the roundtable wanted to hear was a song by Tom Waits that was not included on that album, Christmas Card from a Hooker in Minneapolis. They wanted to hear Scarlett Johansson's take on that. I don't have Scarlett Johansson doing it, but I do have Nico Case. This was requested by Joe in Venice Beach. It comes from the New Coat of Paint, Songs of Tom Waits album from 1999. Here's Nico Case with Christmas Card from a Hooker in Minneapolis. Fantastic lyrics.
Charlie, I'm pregnant, living on 9th Street, right above a dirty bookstore off Euclid Avenue. I stopped taking dope and I quit drinking whiskey. My old man plays a trombone and works out at the track. Says that he loves me, even though it's not his baby. He says he's gonna raise him up just like it was his only son. He gave me a ring that was worn by his mother, and he takes me out dancing every Saturday. Charlie, I think about you when I pass the filling station, on account of all the grease you used to wear in your hair. I still have that record, Little Anthony and the Imperials. Someone stole my record player. Charlie, I almost went crazy when Mario got busted. Went back to Omaha to live with my folks. And everyone I used to know is either dead or in prison. Came back to Minneapolis. This time I think I'm gonna stay. Charlie, I think I'm happy. First time since my accident. I wish I had all that money I used to spend on dope. Buy me a used car lot and I wouldn't sell anything. Drive me a different car every day, depending on. If you want to know the truth of it, don't have me a husband, he don't play the trombone. I gotta borrow money to pay this lawyer, and Charlie, hey, I'll be eligible for parole come Valentine's Day.
If I could turn the page in time, then I'd rearrange just a day or two. Close my eyes. But I couldn't find a way, so I'll settle for one day to believe in you. Tell me lies. Tell me lies, tell me sweet little lies. Turn the page in time, then I'd rearrange just a day or two. But I couldn't find a way, so I'll settle for one day to believe in you.
Going out to Amy Jo, that is Little Lies by Ari Hest from the EP The Green Room Sessions from 2006, Little Lies. And then before that, Christmas Card from a Hooker in Minneapolis by Nico Case from the New Coat of Paint Songs of Tom Waits compilation from 1999. That's going out to Joe in Venice Beach. And that is going to do it for tonight's edition of Coverville. Thank you so much for listening. Whew, it's a long one tonight. If you want to get in touch with me for a cover song request, maybe you've got an idea for an upcoming cover story. We got Dusty Springfield, Bob Dylan, and the Violent Femmes coming up. We have a Pet Sounds edition, album cover to cover, coming up tomorrow night. And then next week I do have a very special episode, a very special announcement to make on May 20th, so be sure to be listening for that. You can reach me at coverville@gmail.com. That's the email address. 206-222-COVER is the phone number, or www.coverville.com, where you can post a message on the weblog or in the forums. Got a great new commenting system called Intense Debate. It's been fantastic, so make sure you take advantage of that. Some features that I just didn't have before in my commenting system. Of course, you can find out more about them at intensedebate.com. As I mentioned, we'll be back with the Pet Sounds album cover to cover, Beach Boys classic album from 1965, I believe, 1966, 1965. Well, we'll find out tomorrow, won't we? That's coming up tomorrow. Until then, this is Brian Ibbett saying that just about covers it for tonight. Thanks for listening. We'll catch you next time. Bye-bye. Coverville is a proud member of the Backbeat Media Podcast Network, and bandwidth for Coverville was provided by Cashfly, C-A-C-H-E-F-L-Y, cashfly.com. Also, thanks to Audible.com for their sponsorship.